receiver the other day, that you were adverse to the whole situation and never wanted to see that take place again. Was that a little bit blown out of proportion, or could you clarify things?
I don't know. I haven't really heard any of the fallout from it. I would say it's probably not taken too much out of context. It is what it is. I mean, yeah, I don't like that stuff. I think it makes you look like a high school offense, and you know, that's just my opinion.
Is anything said about that to you from the coaching staff, the ramifications of that?
No.
Have you expressed that maybe opinion to them when they, when you guys start practicing that?
Yeah, they know how I feel about it.
Do you expect to see it again?
I don't think so.
Joe, I'll change the subject for you. Jacoby Jones giving you an extra threat that you certainly utilized it on Sunday. Is he healthy, and do you feel that now you guys have certainly two very good?
Yeah, he's been healthy. I mean, he's been out there. He's been running routes well. He's been doing a lot of things well, and it's just a matter of getting the ball to him and converting first downs. And yeah, he did a great job on Sunday. He's been doing that. We just got to get him into it and get him going.
Does this feel like a Pittsburgh week to you? I mean, it's a short week. Do you think more about how quickly you have to get ready, or facing the Steelers, or?
Hey, it's always a cool week when you go against these guys. It's been a good game for the last handful of years, and you know, it's always a challenge getting ready on a short week. But they have the same issues. It should be a lot of fun. I enjoy playing on Thanksgiving. It just brings a cool atmosphere, and it's going to be cool that we're in our home stadium, and you know, it's a really exciting week.
It's been bringing a lot of pressure on you this year. Do you notice even more in the red zone because they don't have to worry about the deep ball? You know, it seems like you're just getting a lot of pressure in the red zone.
I don't know. I think teams like to do that. They like to, you know, when you get down and you get tight in there, they like to bring out all-out blitz. That's just part of a lot of teams' packages. And, you know, it's up to us to, you know, block it up and run little picks here and get open quickly and do all the right things. And as long as we play sound football and you know, just execute basic things, then we should be able to do well against it. We haven't necessarily been able to do that consistently enough.
Ernest Dudley got back on the field last week. What can he mean for your offense if he's able to stay healthy and play?
Yeah, well, I mean, he gives you another guy that can go out there and has done it before and has done it under pressure, and a guy that you can trust.
Joe, I'm going to beat the dead horse. When you run that kind of stuff, do you look at it as a slap in the face to you or the entire offense?
No, I don't look at it as a slap in the face to me. I mean, it is what it is. I just, you know, I want as many chances as I can get behind the line of scrimmage, and I just don't like that stuff in general. And you know, me and Tyrod talk about it. And, it's just interesting to me. I'm all for us doing things to get better, but we're not going to be good if we just can't get good at the basics of what we do 90% of the time. We got to get good at those things, or we're not going to be good no matter what. And I just want to make sure that we're focusing on getting good at those things.
Jets have the best run defense in the league, so this is what we're going to have to do to kind of mix things up a little against them.
I don't know.
Sorry to get into this already, but the play after the long ball to Torrey Smith, then you go right into the Wildcat. Is that sort of like the tipping point for you in not liking it, or is it just gimmicky in general?
No, I don't care how we use it in the game. You know, successful, not successful, after a big play, not after. I don't care where it's used. I'm just not a huge fan of it. Like I said, I'm the quarterback. I want to be behind the line of scrimmage. I want to be taking the snaps. That's really the only thing. And I don't necessarily take it personally either in terms of our offense, you know, trying to get better. I just think it makes us look not like an NFL team.
So what does Tyrod say when you talk to him about it?
You know, we all have open conversations about it. He understands how I feel. And listen, I mean, Tyrod's a quarterback too. I mean, he probably feels a certain way about it too. But, you know, having said that, we're all going to do our best to make those plays work and execute them well, and see what happens.
Your lineup receiver, is a call for you not to really run any.
I'm not doing a single thing. I'm not getting it. I'm not blocking. I'm not doing anything.
Have a good guys.
All right.
Thank you.